the idea of the European Union was not a union for the purpose and the benefit of bankers and bond markets and speculators. It was actually supposed to be for the peoples of Europe to cooperate together peacefully and to avoid the solution of all-out war in order to solve a crisis. Okay? Now we've got a situation whereby we've been offered a fiscal compact treaty, which is precisely to do only one thing, to actually copper fasten what has actually happened in our name, but without our say-so, the bailing out of banks and the underpinning of bond markets and financial gambling, right? And if people lose money when they're doing that, then they get bailed out by the people. So what is private gambling debt becomes public sovereign debt. So that's what's wrong. And this treaty has only got one purpose, to actually continue that process. And to get us into, as I said before, into the so-called bond market. In other words, we got us into this mess already. We had a system of gambling, of hyper, a property bubble, and so on and so forth, of unregulated lending, etc., etc., right? That's what has got us into this situation. So it's been bailed out. The people's money has been used, the people's tax has been used to actually rescue that that gambling scenario. And now we're putting in place a treaty to copper fasten that rescue and to make sure it continues ad infinitum into the future. We should not allow it. It is undemocratic. It is against the sovereignty of the Irish people and of all the nations of Europe. It is wrong.